there's a particular kind of person who makes hummingbird flashcards before a trip. Ecuador, apparently, is where they go.
This episode follows Jim Gaines' Ecuador birding series from the very beginning. The prologue that explains why this trip mattered, the midnight arrival at Puembo Birding Garden, and the first birds of the morning after almost no sleep.
Let's start with how a childhood set of golden nature guidebooks becomes a 14-day expedition to the Andes.
The prologue post sets up everything that follows. Decades of curiosity about South America, a specific obsession with birds and photography, and the moment a tour listing on a website turned into a committed departure date.
And the preparation was serious. He watched YouTube videos, studied eBird checklists, built his own hummingbird flashcard quiz app. This wasn't someone who books a flight and wings it.
The prologue describes the lead-up as a deep dive into everything I could learn, including poring over past trip reports, studying eBird hotspots for each location, and flipping through field guides until the pages felt familiar.
So the emotional stakes are established before the plane even lifts off, which makes the landing matter.
The arrival post picks up at Quito's airport just after midnight. He'd been uncertain how the airport pickup would work after a long travel day, and then the very first person I saw was holding a large sign that read simply, Jim Gain. Just like that, every lingering anxiety dissolved. From here on out, it was all adventure.
That's a clean emotional reset. One sign, and the whole trip shifts register.
His driver, Jorge, filled the late-night ride with details about Puembo, including the neighborhood's flowerpot walls, the macetas, lining the streets in color. The lodge itself sits in the Interandean Valley at nearly 2,500 meters, designed specifically for birders wanting a bird-rich base near the airport.
Close to the airport, peaceful, full of birds. Someone thought that through.
He'd already arranged a pre-tour side trip to Zuro Loma Reserve at dawn with fellow participant Alex Volkoff, because the garden alone, he'd researched, wouldn't occupy his camera for more than an hour. He arrived at the lodge after 1 a.m. and was back up in under 4 hours.
That's the kind of sleep schedule that only makes sense when you've been waiting 30 years for the morning.
The post ends exactly there. Asleep instantly, awake before the alarm, buzzing with anticipation. Which brings us to what those first hours actually produced. The first light post covers the garden itself at dawn, what it looks and sounds like when Ecuador's birds start announcing themselves before the driver even arrives.
Getting shushed twice in 12 hours is a strong start to any birding trip.
The post opens with sound before sight. Rufous-collared sparrows with their sweet whistled songs and the soft, inquisitive calls of southern beardless tyrannulets coming through the window while he was still getting dressed. What that means in practice is that the species count started before he stepped outside. The garden, hummingbird feeders, fruit feeders, cracked corn trays, flowering shrubs was doing exactly what a birder-focused lodge is supposed to do.
The first bird he actually photographed was a sparkling violet ear, shimmering emerald and violet, working every bloom in the garden and calling sharply the whole time. Then, a blue-gray tanager at the banana feeders, ear doves and croaking ground doves at the corn trays, and a flock of saffron finches glowing yellow in the cool Andean air.
All of that before breakfast. With a Zuro Loma Reserve dawn trip still ahead. The garden was the warm-up.
A childhood field guide, a midnight sign in an airport, and a hummingbird before breakfast. The trip has barely started.
The series runs well into the Andes from here. Condors, cloud forest, the equator itself. Next time, we follow the trail further in.